Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We're always on guard for this kind of challenge.
U.S. Chief Naval Officer Michael Mullen on the arrest of 15 British sailors and Marines. I said five before the news. It's 15 British sailors and Marines on Friday in the waters between Iraq and Iran.
We clearly know that's a contested area. It's a contested and a congested area. So we're certainly concerned that something like this would occur and would not want to have that happen to any sailors from the United States Navy as well.
So these 15 Brits have been held for more than 3 days now. If you haven't been following the news over the weekend, Iran has not let British officials visit or speak with them. Iran says they have confessed, these 15, to trespassing in Iranian waters, which the U.S. and U.K. vehemently deny, by the way. Iran says it may put the Brits on trial. The latest we have on this morning is that Iran denies that it sees the Brits to use as trade bait for five Iranians captured in Iraq. So could this become a flashpoint for a more intense confrontation with tensions already so high between the United States and the UK and Iran? Well, on Friday, I got a rare opportunity to speak at some length with the U.S. Chief Naval Officer, Admiral Michael Mullen. He is the third in command in the U.S. Navy and the highest ranking uniformed member. I asked him if the U.S. as well as British ships were in the area during the Friday incident.
From the U.S. standpoint, and the British, they were operating in Iraqi territorial waters. The Iranians obviously don't agree with that, and that is an area where there has been certainly a dispute that goes back not just decades, but in some cases centuries, as to who owns those waters. They're very tight waters up in the north.
How close were any American vessels to the spot where the Brits were seized?
Actually, I don't know. I haven't looked at the laydown of American forces there, really, ships this morning. This happened at first light out in the Persian Gulf. That said, we are routinely operating that area, and I'm sure some of our ships are close. We're involved in security operations on that end of the Gulf, in particular protecting the two oil platforms, which provide 90 or 95% of the Iraqi economy, and clearly are of great concern to make sure that they're secure at all times to continue to support that economy so that it will allow that government to get on its feet.
We have had a Navy buildup in the Gulf in recent months. Can you tell us how the fleet there has grown?
Well, we've added a number of ships. Probably the one that most people are aware of is the aircraft carrier John C. Stennis. And it really is provided to, or the Stennis went and she takes ships with her to reassure our friends in that part of the world, as Navy ships can do, to certainly send the signals of strength and to make sure that security is sustained in that part of the world. It's a vital part of the world, of national and international interest to us. There's no intent at this point in time to do anything else with those ships. They do provide significant capability, and they are what the Navy is able to do on fairly short notice, not just in that part of the world, but anywhere in the world that the president would deem appropriate.
Is it your policy to never enter Iranian waters?
It is our policy to not enter Iranian waters. That's correct. In fact, we don't enter the territorial waters of any country without permission.
And what about the fact that these were disputed waters, as you just described? Is it provocative in any way to be in a disputed area that Iran claims is its own?
Well, I think it's a very narrow waterway, and it goes up into it's a channel into a port there. And so from the standpoint of those waters being disputed is something I think in the long run it's going to have to be sorted out, in particular between the Iranians and the Iraqis. That said, the fact that it's disputed is not an excuse to have the Iranians do what they apparently have done by taking these 15 Brits.
Let me get your reaction to this analysis that we got today from a former Defense Department official named Mario Loyola. I don't know if you know him.
I do not.
But he's described as someone who writes frequently on Iran and national security. And he says, Iran now has a Western armada cruising just miles from its coasts in waters well within its economic exploitation zone, which means that U.S. Navy destroyers are probably waltzing around within Frisbee range of Iranian offshore drilling platforms. Do you agree with that so far?
Well, clearly, the Iranian Navy has evolved since Desert Storm, and it's not the Navy it used to be in 1990. And we've watched them exercise. They're better, more capable than they used to be. And they've invested heavily in that we would be in very close range to their oil platforms at any given time. Clearly, in the Gulf is not a huge body of water, and we've operated there since the late 40s because it's such an important strategic area for us, so that we are in relatively close range on occasion to the Iranian Navy ships. That's certainly the case. But our interactions with them that we've observed over the last couple of years, generally speaking, have been very, very professional. They've kept their distance. They've operated in accordance with international rules of the road. So it isn't something I'm hugely concerned about, but that we'd be operating near them certainly shouldn't surprise anybody.
And then Mr. Loyola continues, the gloves are coming off, and the risk calculation here is as follows. If someone gets nervous and starts shooting, the timing would be more auspicious now for us than for the Iranians. Therefore, it only makes sense that American and British naval units operating in the Gulf would be in a more forward-leaning and aggressive posture than the Iranians.
In fact, I think I would disagree with that. One of the things that we talk about in terms of operating in that part of the world is to make sure that we don't miscalculate and that we do have off-ramps and that something that might be a miscalculation doesn't immediately escalate into a big problem as described or as you just indicated. That doesn't mean things like that couldn't happen, but we're working that. We work that very hard, whether it's there or whether it's in other parts of the world. So I wouldn't expect it to a miscalculation to create a huge problem or a huge challenge that might escalate unnecessarily.
U.S. Chief Naval Officer Michael Mullen in an interview we recorded on Friday. With me now is ABC News analyst Mark Halperin to talk about this and other issues, including the 2008 presidential campaign. He is co-author of The Way to Win about the 2008 campaign. Hi, Mark. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian. It's good to be back.
First, I see that after 10 years, you're stepping down as ABC News political director and keeper of the political website The Note. Is this because you're a big famous author now?
No, I dispute your premise, but I appreciate your kind words. It's really so I can spend a little bit more time reporting, a little bit less time sitting in meetings.
And as a political analyst now, does this mean you'll be on the air more on ABC?
Well, I hope to be on the air on ABC as well as other places, and I'll be moving on to do some writing somewhere at a place to be determined. But I'll continue my relationship with ABC and be with them throughout the political season.
All right. So as a political analyst, analyze this. Iran seizes 15 British sailors and Marines in disputed waters between Iraq and Iran. These are crowded waters where it seems like the British have patrolled before along with the United States. You just heard Admiral Mullen there. What's Iran up to?
Well, this is one of these personal, human situations that puts a more of a human face on a tense international situation. I think Iran's motivation in all of these disputes over its relationship towards what it's doing in Iraq, towards its relationship towards its nuclear program, and now is a little bit tough to read, but it does seem like the government that's in control wants to use every opportunity it can to stir up nationalism. And to provoke international tensions in a way that they think will be to their benefit.
Maybe you heard Admiral Mullen there. He denies the U.S. and U.K. are leaning forward militarily to push Iran, but we know some in the administration want to step up pressure on Iran. Reportedly, some even want war before the Bush years are done. Could the U.S. be up to anything here?
Well, I mean, I don't think the U.S. engineered the kidnapping or the taking, rather, of these Britons. So I don't think the U.S. was the instigator of this. But certainly, if you're at the Bush administration, while you hope no harm comes to the British citizens, you certainly do see this as an opportunity, perhaps, to draw the lines more sharply. The United States would like the international community to line up aggressively and in a unified way against Iran. And I think an incident like this that, again, puts a human face on it, no matter whether it's settled in the short term or goes on after some time, is likely to get at least one American ally and perhaps the European Union in line behind the U.S. effort to put more diplomatic, military, and economic pressure on Iran.
Some of the latest developments this morning, Iran now says it is interrogating the Brits to see if they entered Iranian waters intentionally. That sounds conciliatory, like it could pave the way for releasing them on grounds that it was an unintentional incursion, even though the UK denies there was any incursion. Do you take anything from that?
Well, again, it's very hard to read the Iranian government. I think that you're right that if the Iranian government wants to end this, of course they can end it at any time, and that's one of the advantages in an incident like this. The people who are holding the prisoners can at any time defuse the situation, and it's always hard to read what the Iranians are concerned about. I think it's safe to say that the Iranian government is less concerned about what might or might not have been an unusual incursion than it is about trying to use this for domestic political purposes.
The U.S. has seized five Iranians in Iraq that they say were aiding Iraqi insurgents. Could this be about trade bait for those Iranians, or could this have anything to do with the intensifying standoff between the Security Council and Iran over the nuclear program?
Well, I think more likely the latter. And again, when you have a government that is not a fully democratic government, to say the least, a government that has a tenuous hold on power, they're going to do everything they can to use international incidents to try to consolidate people's loyalty to the government to stir up nationalism. And I think a situation like this serves that purpose for Iran, because Iran is going to come under more pressure. Whether there's military pressure or not, it's certainly going to come under diplomatic and economic pressure. And the government there, like all governments, has its heart a desire to survive.
All right. We'll continue in a minute with Mark Halperin, ABC News political analyst and author of The Way to Win. We will turn to the 2008 presidential campaign, including likely presidential hopeful Chuck Hagel speaking the I word. Yes, impeachment with respect to President Bush, and this Friday night document drop pertaining to Alberto Gonzalez that they didn't want us to notice, and more. Stay with us.